Okay, Cal. For one horrible minute, I thought we'd gone back to Saturday to start the second half a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the opposition was better than they were Saturday.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You give them credit for that. They put us under a lot of pressure. We had to change our shape to try and combat it because we were getting too many balls in from wide areas that were causing us problems. And then once we'd done that, you know, we probably went 3-0 up against a run of play, in all truth.
Yeah, I think in the second half, yeah.
I think we deserved more than three goals in the first half. So, you know, whether that equals itself out, you know, we do that anyway because we had that many games this year where we've not been due to luck, or we've not got the luck that we deserved. And tonight, you know, we probably got that helped by, I must say, the work rate, and I thought a goalkeeping performance by Spenner that was up there with the best.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
Different class.
Definitely. I think first half, like you say, it was going to be one of them nights again. Miss a decent chance early doors, and you think, here we go again, but two cracking goals to get us off
going. Brilliant goals, but also I thought some of the football we played, not so much cutting them open, because they're a decent side. I don't know why they're down. They're at the bottom of the league. You know, they've given some good sides, you know, difficult games.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so their fortunes might change around. But I just the football, the control, passing, and not looking to force things too much, but working the opening. I thought was excellent from all last night, and you know, I'm well pleased. Whereas on Saturday, even though we've scored five, you know, you go away feeling a little bit disappointed. Tonight, I can to a man give him a pat on the back and say well done, because it was Whitby's good play rather than our poor play that got them back in and give them a shout of a goal.
I was going to ask Ian about formations. You mentioned about a change of shape and whatever. I mean, I think from my point of view on Saturday, when it went back to 4-4-2, that's when we started struggling a little bit.
Yeah,
at times. Yeah. But yeah, on the 4-5-1 or 4-3-3, however you want to describe it, did so well last year.
Yeah.
But then a lot of people this season have been saying, well, we shouldn't be playing it. But is it a case of just picking players for certain games and what? Yeah.
Exactly. What personnel we've got there, we can utilise in whichever way we see fit. And it's nothing that people can say 4-4-2, 4-5-1, 4-3-3, 4 whatever, Christmas tree.
Exactly.
And all
that. Yeah, no, exactly.
It's about the players.
Yeah.
It's about how they go out there and apply themselves. And in the first half, we played 4-3-1-2.
Yeah.
So Carlos had a little free roll, and, you know, we got him on the ball.
And it worked well.
Yeah, it worked well. And on another day, that might not work. We might need to change it. Once they started causing us problems, we went back to a 4-4-2, nullified their problems, and then gradually got back into the game again.
And last point, you mentioned him earlier, but another word for Spenner in goal.
Fantastic.
Because, I mean, he's had a bit of stick this season. Yeah. And you can understand why to a certain extent, because people loved having Sammy, but, you know, obviously things do move on and what have you. And you know, last few matches he's been outstanding.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the caliber of keeper that Spenner is. As Sam was different class. What we needed was to put, you know, have that competition for places in that area, and, you know, Sam's decided that he wants to play, and quite rightly, because he's
absolutely, yeah, he can walk into any team anywhere else. Exactly.
So, you know, he's made that decision, and Spenner, like you say, he made a couple of ricks that he won't hide from, and no need to. You know, but he's got my full support. I believe that he's the best keeper in this league.
Someone on the right or left wing can make a mistake, it doesn't matter. A goalkeeper makes a mistake, and it's a goal.
Exactly.
Simple as.
And it gets magnified by the fact that Sam was so popular, and Spenner's coming in, so the spotlight's on him straight away. And, you know, from the little, maybe, it's not even a rough patch, like you say, it's a second's misjudgment, and you end up with a goal against, and people are looking to blame the person who's made that mistake. Yeah. And invariably, when you're the keeper, there's nowhere to hide. But I've got to say, you know, he's been absolutely magnificent tonight, and I could just sense from the crowd as well, right from the first save when he came out and collected a deep ball
across.
There's a groundswell of support.
I noticed that, yeah.
Support for him, because I think I would imagine most fans see and know football. Just
that's how it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about opinions, isn't it? So.